On the air.
Well, here's a ground ball toward the middle. That's going to be stopped by Clement. Backhand flip to the shortstop. Velasquez on to first. Double play of the season.
It's time for the Spectrum pregame show. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and you could save hundreds. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save.
Lifted in the air to left field. Long run over toward the line. He lays out and makes the catch like Superman.
Now, let's head to the ballpark. Here's the voice of the Columbus Clippers, Ryan Mitchell.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of Columbus Clippers Baseball. I'm Ryan Mitchell. Glad to have you along today. It is game five of a six-game series between the Columbus Clippers and the Louisville Bats. The Clippers have guaranteed themselves no worse than a split in this series by virtue of their victory last night. As Louisville has done most of the series, they scored first. They put a run across in the first inning against the starter Peyton Battenfield, but after that, it was all Clippers all the time. In the fifth inning, Columbus put five on the board. Oscar Gonzalez went yard to left field. That put the Clippers on top. His three-run home run was followed shortly thereafter by David Fry, who hit his fourth of the year. The Clippers tacked on three more in the seventh inning. Louisville scored some runs in the ninth, but it was not enough. And so with the win, the Clippers now 15-7 on the season. They're a half game ahead of the Nashville Sounds. Let's take a look at the standings in the International League West. As I mentioned, Nashville half game back. They're 14-17. St. Paul at 12-8, two off the pace. 12-10 for the Memphis Redbirds. They're three back. 11-10 record for both Indianapolis and Iowa, 3.5 off the pace. Toledo 10 up and 10 down. They're four back. Losing records for Omaha, Gwinnett, and Louisville. The Bats at 7-15 have the worst record in the International League in either division. In the East, it's Buffalo 13-9 leading the circuit, a game better than Jacksonville, Norfolk, and Worcester, all with 12-10 records. Today for the Columbus Clippers, they will send Tobias Myers to the hill. He will be opposed by Randy Wynn. Wynn was originally not scheduled to start today, but moved up due to some restructuring of the Louisville starting rotation. Tobias Myers 0-1 for the Clippers, a 5.56 earned run average. His last start came against Indianapolis. He gave up two runs on five hits over four innings worth of work. He's looking for his first AAA victory, acquired from the Tampa Bay Rays in a trade for Junior Caminero back in November of 2021. Sun trying to peek out here at Huntington Park. We had rain earlier, but hopefully we will go through this one unfettered in the Arena District. Sit back and relax. The starting lineup and first pitch coming your way. Clippers baseball starts right now.
You've been listening to the Spectrum pregame show.
Soft serve pop up into shallow center field. Out is Velasquez. He makes the catch, and the Clippers are Governor's Cup champions.
It's almost game time. Let's go back out to the ballpark.
And here we are at Huntington Park. The Columbus Clippers getting set to take on the Louisville Bats. Tobias Myers leading the Clippers out onto the field. Clippers wearing the brand new black Seabus jerseys and matching black caps with a baby blue bill. Home white pants for Louisville, road gray pants, crimson jerseys, black caps with the red bill. Let's get you the starting lineups, and they are brought to you, as always, by MILB.TV. Clippers fans, the Guardians' future is here on MILB.TV with all home and road games streamed live. The only way to watch the Clippers on any device this season is on MILB.TV. Use promo code Clippers at checkout, and you'll save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today. Leading things off for the Louisville Bats will be Lorenzo Cedrolli. He's the DH today. He'll be followed by Ronnie Dawson, the Columbus native in left field. Albert Amora is in center, batting third. Alan Cordoba is the cleanup man at first base. Aleo Lopez at the hot corner bats fifth, followed by the shortstop Taylor Motter. His double play partner is JT Riddle, and he will bat seventh. Sandy Leone, the backstop, is the eight hitter. T.J. Friedel will be in right and at the bottom of the order. On the hill for Louisville today, Randy Wynn. And here's the defensive alignment for the Clippers. Chris Roller in left, Will Benson in center. Oscar Gonzalez is in right. Jose Fermin at the hot corner. Gabriel Arias is the shortstop. Mitch Tolman at second. David Fry at first. Brian Lavastita behind home plate. And the right-hander on the hill, Tobias Myers, 6 feet tall, 210 pounds, out of Winter Haven, Florida. Mentioned in the pregame show, acquired via trade from the Tampa Bay Rays for Junior Caminero, mid-November of 2021, making his fourth start for the Clippers. 0-1 with a 5.56 earned run average, 11 and a third innings total. He's allowed 8 runs, 7 earned on 10 hits. 3 homers have bitten him a little bit. He's walked 7 while striking out 12. Cedrola digs in. Line of the first pitch of the ball game is on the inside corner for strike one. 64 degrees is our game time temperature. Cloudy skies here in the Arena District. But fortunately, the wet stuff is out of here, at least for now. Next pitch from Myers bounces in. 1 ball and 1 strike. Winds coming out of the southeast at 11 miles per hour. Unusual wind pattern here, softly blowing in a bit. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Might have gotten a foul tip there. The home plate umpire says so. It results in the same thing, a 1-2 count. Myers deals. This one's popped foul and out of play. Count remains a ball and 2 strikes. Just underway here at Huntington Park. Penultimate game of this series. Play the wrap-up tomorrow at 105. Next pitch, just above the zone, evens the count at 2-2. Takahiro Matsuda calling the balls and strikes. Here he calls foul balls. It's swung on and hit out of play on the third base side. Matsuda at home, Austin Jones at first, and John Bacon, the crew chief, is at third. The wind, the pitch, 2-2 is fouled in and out of the catcher's mitt. And so the battle continues here. Cedrola not going down quietly. He's had a nice series. 429 batting average, 6 for 14. He's got a double. That's his only extra base hit. Waggles that bat around in a big loop from the right-handed batter's box. And swings to the next pitch, and once more fouls it away. That fastball came in at 91 miles per hour, your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun here at Huntington Park. 2-2 the count. And now a pitch out of the zone makes it 3 balls and 2 strikes. Myers deals. Here's a pop-up back behind home plate. Ticketed for the seats. Boy, they're going to need to rub up another dozen baseballs. John McCausland and the rest of the clubhouse crew were busy doing that earlier today. They might have to break out another case. Once more, the payoff. Popped up. First base side. Foul territory. And once more into the seats. Now, the fans love it. A lot of souvenirs. A lot of stories to take back after tonight's game, and invariably every one of them will have been just a seed that was heading into a sea of people, and they alone were able to come away with the foul ball. That's Scott Leo storytelling right there. Here's the payoff once more, and this ball's hit to the gap in left center field, and it's going to get down for a base knock. Chris Roller cuts it off before it can turn into extra bases. That is a lengthy battle won by Lorenzo Cedrola to start the ball game. Got that as a 12 pitch at bat. Man on and nobody out for Ronnie Dawson. And Dawson's hit well here. His first series at Huntington Park as a professional. Myers peeks to first, comes to the plate, and a swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch on 1-0 makes it a ball and a strike. Dawson in left field. Been the DH a couple of times, quick throw to first, almost got him. Cedrola just got back in time. Now Louisville trying to score first. It hasn't always worked out so well for them in this series. They have scored first in 4 of the first 5 games. Here's a runner in motion, a swing and a miss, and that's an easy steal for Cedrola. He had a great jump, And even if Lavastida had made his best throw, I don't think he's got a chance to get him. And check that. It's three out of the first four that the Louisville Bats have scored first in. But in those three games that they had the early lead, they lost two of them. So now Dawson with a runner in scoring position. Here's the pitch. And he takes high and away. Myers originally drafted by the Baltimore Orioles. He has been twice traded. Looks to second once, twice, now kicks and deals. And Dawson fouls the pitch away. Tampa Bay got him from Baltimore. Last year started in Double A. 10 starts for the Montgomery Biscuits. Again, the double deuce, and this one's hit up the middle. That's going to fall in for a base hit. Up with it quickly on a bounce is Benson. He will fire to the infield, and that'll keep the runner at third base. They're on the corners for Albert Amora. For Montgomery, Myers is 3-3 with a 3.40 earned run average, well over a strikeout per inning. 65 Ks in just under 48 innings. That came against 9 base on balls. And then in AAA, made 12 starts. Numbers weren't quite as good, but still very respectable. First pitch here is up the middle. That's going to sneak through for a base hit. Albert Amora wastes no time putting Louisville on top. It's a 1-0 ball game. 3 straight singles to start it off for the Louisville Bats. Yeah, up to this point, Myers is not fooling him. Alan Cordoba, only 2 hits in the series in 13 at-bats, but he has driven in 3 runs. First pitch to him. He's swinging. Pops it up on the infield. That should be an infield fly rule. There's the call from the umpiring crew. Everybody points to the sky, saying that's where the ball is. Hopefully not where the rain is coming from. So one down. Here's Aleo Lopez. What Tobias Myers needs right now is a double play ball. Minimize the damage. And really, even though Louisville has scored first, the Clippers have been able to minimize damage in those early innings, making it a manageable deficit for the most part. Now, even in the game that Louisville won in this series, the Clippers were able to come back and tie the game at 5 apiece in Game 2. First pitch to Lopez, a ball, the next coming. And it is over the inside corner, but low. 2 balls and nothing to the third baseman. Lopez batting just a .184 on the season. No homers, 5 driven in. But he's got a chance to do some heavy damage here for Louisville in the first. They've already got a run in. Time is called now. Lavastida heads out to the mound, trying to make sure that he and Tobias Myers are on the same page. Shortstop Gabriel Arias will join the conversation. They want to make sure that they've got the signs straight with that runner at second base. Clippers have some early bullpen activity. 22 pitches so far for Myers. Nick Michalacik down there warming up. Rarely a good sign. Here comes the 2-0, and it's smacked to center field and deep. Will Benson heading back, still back, now sets his feet shy of the warning track to make the catch. He'll fire into second base. The lead runner goes second to third, but 2 outs now for Taylor Motter. Ronnie Dawson moves up 90 feet. That'll put him on the corners. Motter, the shortstop, has hit well in this series, has always hit well against the Clippers, even going back to his time in a Durham Bulls uniform, coming up in the Rays system. He's 5-for-10 in the series with a home run. Swings at the first pitch, fouls it back our way, but like so many other things, it is over my head. Strike one. Myers peeks over his shoulder to first, now goes into the motion, gets a swing and a miss. 0-2 now. Motter first made it to AAA in 2015 with the Durham Bulls, played with Durham again in 2016. We're moving on to the Seattle organization. 0-2 pitch in the dirt, and it'll get away from Lavastida by about 10 feet. He will pick it up. Trail runner goes to second. Lead runner has to stay at third. So now a base hit brings in a pair. Motter, a career 265 hitter in AAA. The pitch. Hit in the air to left. Heading back on it is Roller. Looks like he's got it measured, and he does. That'll avoid any further damage. A run scores three straight singles to begin the ballgame for the Louisville Bats. And as has been their tradition, they lead the Clippers early. It's 1-0 Louisville.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air, and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donatos, every piece is important.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment in only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Overcast day here in the Arena District. The Columbus Clippers come to the plate for the first time, trailing by a 1-0 score. Batting order looks like this. Will Benson leading off in center field for Columbus. He'll be followed by Gabriel Arias at shortstop. Ryan Lavastida, the catcher. That's the first three due up. Cleanup man, Oscar Gonzalez in right. Jose Fermin at third, bats fifth. Mitch Tolman sixth at second base. Bottom third of the order, David Fry at first. Chris Roller in left. Ike Freeman will be the designated hitter. First pitch in for a called strike to Will Benson. 210 batting average for Benson on the year. He's got a couple of home runs and four driven in. 0-1 off speed, strike two over the outside corner. Randy Wynn on the hill. 0-2 pitch, swung on and fouled away. Wynn out of San Diego, California. 29 years of age, 6'1", 180 pounder. In the 0-2, and again, it's fouled away. Got a piece of the catcher, Sandy Leon. Wynn signed as a undrafted free agent by Cincinnati. Delivers downstairs. Started his pro career in 2019. Played for a couple different rookie-level teams and made three appearances for the Dayton Dragons that year. Did not pitch in 2020. The 1-2 popped up. Third base side, fouling out of play. 2021, he was in Chattanooga with the Lookouts, made 25 appearances, 14 as a starter. Had an 8-4 record, pitched to a .494 earned run average. Less than a strikeout per inning. Deals here, and there's a deep drive down the right field line, but he got out in front. Boy, Will Benson can hit a long way, but too early. This year, win has been with Louisville from the get-go. This is start number five. He's yet to win a game. 0-3. There's a line drive up the middle. Got just past the glove of Wynn and into center field. So Benson starts it off with a base hit. We'll see if the Clippers can manufacture some runs here as the Louisville Bats did in the top of the first inning. 1-0 Louisville. Best record in the International League against the worst record in the International League. Clippers 15-7, Louisville 7-15. Bats record is not good, but it's better than the big club. It's a called strike. Gabriel Arias takes strike one. Arias could use a base hit. He had one that fell in the other day and kind of hope that's the kind of thing that'll get him going. Here's a big swing and a miss, 0-2. He's batting just 203 on the season. The pitch off the outside corner. Good to see Arias lay off that pitch. That's one that's been kind of doing him in recently, that breaking ball off the outside corner by a fair piece. Just 2-for-15 in the series. Next offering, breaking ball hit well toward left center field. Dawson, Almora chasing it down. It'll be Almora, the center fielder, to make the catch. The ball not traveling well today. The wind is blowing in from center field, maybe a bit to the left of straightaway center, and Arias hit it right into the teeth of that breeze. And it has picked up a bit more now than it was blowing in the first inning. But for Arias, that's a good swing. That's a good sign. Drove the ball with authority. He's out. Brian Lavastida is up. First pitch in the dirt. One ball, no strikes to the Clippers catcher. Lavastida batting 250 in his brief time with Columbus. He's 4-for-16. Here he takes up top. Two balls, no strikes. Lavastida, of course, began the year with the Cleveland Guardians by necessity more than anything else. Next pitch. That's at the top of the zone. Luke Maley signed as the backup catcher. Hurt himself in late spring training. Late is a relative term because spring training was so short. Wynn throws the 2-1 pitch. Fastball just missed. Three balls and a strike. So when Maley went down, that left them with only Brian Lavastida as a major league option, really. 3-1 pitch. He hits that one hard through the left side of the infield. That's a base knock. Play in front of him. Will Benson will have to stay at second base. Now, Sandy Leon, who is behind home plate right now for the Louisville Bats, was a non-roster invitee to Guardians spring training. When they told him he was not going to make the club out of spring, they weren't going to carry three catchers. Leon asked for his release. He was granted that. And then, just a very short time later, Maley got hurt. But the Indians didn't want to add Sandy Leon to the 40-man roster because it was full, and that would have required taking somebody off that 40-man. Here's Oscar Gonzalez. The big man had a big day yesterday. He fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Three-run home run, put the Clippers on top. And that was one of only four hits he had yesterday. Batting average at 329. Swings and fouls away the next pitch. Quickly 0-2. Gonzalez leads the team in batting average, home runs, triples, runs batted in. Not bad. 1-0 Louisville. Gonzalez trying to change that. The 0-2 pitch. Swings and fouls it away once more. So even though Brian Lavastida only had a handful of games in his AAA career, he was on the 40-man roster. And the Guardians said, all right, kid, you're coming with us out of Arizona. Gonzalez pokes one into shallow right center field. Almora charging, and he'll get there to make the catch. Oscar was out on the front foot at a changeup. Pops out, and that's out number two. Now, whether it was Lavastida or Maley, Austin Hedges is going to get the lion's share of the catching time. He is a defensive wizard, not much offense. But the Guardians really value their defensive catchers. Line shot up the middle, caught by the second baseman on the first pitch to Jose Fermin. He wasted little time making a bid for a game-tying single, but they had him played right. JT Riddle pulls it in for the third out, and the Clippers are turned away. We've played one here at Huntington Park. It's Louisville 1 and Columbus nothing.
It was a great weekend for spring planting and savings on your favorite plants at Strader's Garden Centers. And this weekend, you'll save as well. Strader's is the best place for the best selections for your garden. Take 25% off all pansies and violas. That includes flats, six-packs, bowls, ovals, and market baskets. Save on Strader's 50 varieties of hanging baskets for sun or shade. See Strader's huge selection of flowering tropical plants, water plants, and water gardens. Strader's has pottery, wind chimes, bird baths, hummingbird feeders, and nectar, and more. And raised garden beds on sale for just $69.99. There's a lot more spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. There are six Strader's locations, one in Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. You can't buy better, so come to Strader's Garden Center.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Looking for an excellent career in the home service plumbing trade?
My name is Luke and I'm an eco plumber. I actually got into the trades about 6 or 7 years ago. I am financially secure in my life and I'm able to provide for my family.
Join this Columbus CEO top workplace at ecoplumbers.com.
Each team's had one crack at it. Louisville made good on theirs. They scored a run on three hits. The Clippers were held in check on two hits in their half of the first inning. Bottom third due up here for Louisville. JT Riddle, Sandy Leone, and TJ Friedel. I'll do my level best to keep those names separate. Tobias Myers, the right-hander, back to the hill. His first pitch sails outside to Riddle, just added to this Louisville roster yesterday. Outrighted off the Reds' 40-man, swings and misses out in front of the off-speed pitch, making a ball and a strike to the second baseman. Riddle was the man on the scene, pulling in that line drive from Jose Fermin to Clippers, keep the Clippers off the board in the first. The 1-1 bounces in, two balls and a strike. Fans, if you are out driving around today listening to Clippers baseball, thanks for being along with us on this Saturday afternoon. But more importantly, make sure your seatbelt is buckled. Message brought to you by the Ohio Department of Public Safety. If you're not buckled up, what's holding you back? Next pitch, popped foul, evens things at 2-2. Well, the Clippers had Nick Michalacic warming up in the bullpen during the first inning. The pen is quiet now as Myers deals and grounds one to his counterpart at second base. Mitch Tolman scoops it, throws it, and that's out number one. 4-3 in your scorebook. One up and one down for Sandy Leone. We're talking about him in the last half inning, was in spring training with the Guardians. Signed on with Cincinnati to be their, well, part of their catching crew. First pitch to him is a fastball for a called strike over the outer half of the plate. Louisville bats have three catchers on the roster. Leone, yesterday's starter Chris Oakey, and James Free. We have seen in this series in limited action. Next pitch, same spot, same call. Fires ahead in the count, looking for his first strikeout, and he's got it on a swing and a miss and a pitch in the dirt. Leon doesn't even make for first base, just turns and walks back to the dugout. Two down for T.J. Friedel. Friedel batting 188 on the season. He's got a home run and three runs batted in. First pitch to him is down and in. Friedel 2 for 11 in the series so far. A couple of runs scored. He's drawn two walks. Spent a handful of days up with Cincinnati earlier this year. Recalled on the 19th of April. Optioned back on the 23rd. 1-0 pitch. That is right there for a called strike. Played baseball at the University of Nevada. Takes another called strike. 1-2. Overshift to the pole side against the left-handed batter. Myers has his sign. Twirls and misses low. That will even the count. Now the 2-2. Hit hard down the right field line. That's trouble if it's fair. It is a fair ball off the foul pole and a home run. 2-0 Louisville. Hit halfway up the Columbia Gas of Ohio foul pole and then clanged off the upper level of the Pedialyte porch. And that will double the Louisville lead. Now 2-0 and back to the top of the order. Now Myers got ahead but unable to put him away. Lorenzo Cedrola singled, stole second, and came around to score in the first inning. Did the same thing yesterday. Takes just outside here for ball one. Next pitch fouled back. Cedrola is not what you would call quiet in the batter's box. Some guys have a very still stance, not a whole lot of motion to it, maybe just tipping the head of the bat forward and backward. He looks like he's going after a lasso competition out there. This pitch is foul down the right field line. Auditioning for a spot on Yellowstone. I don't know if Kevin Costner's watching or not, but needs a ranch hand. Cedrola might be it. 1-2. Fouled away down the right field line, and this as well will reach the seats. You know Costner's a baseball fan, no doubt about that. Walking through the cornfield, throwing a perfect game in his swan song for the Tigers. 1-2 pitch, grounded on the third base side. It's the shortstop, Arias, who's got it, throws to first in time for out number three. Solo home run for T.J. Friedel has Louisville bats on top. By a 2-0 score as we head to the bottom of the second inning.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
I say this to a lot of our patients. You know, they'll thank us. They'll say, thank you for being so kind. Thank you for making me smile. Thank you for making me laugh. That's what I like to do. However, I always like to explain to them, thank you for blessing us, because you're trusting us with your care. So we're in this together. We take care of you. You take care of us. And that's what my karma is about. I'm Holly, and I'm a customer service representative at Mount Carmel.
I don't hydrate like everyone else because I'm not everyone else. They drink what they're told to drink. I drink what helps me rehydrate and recover. Pedialyte Sport, because it works, and so do I. hydration beyond the hype.
Three times the electrolytes and half the sugar. Pedialyte powder packs. Feel better fast.
Clippers get their second crack at Randy Wynn here in the second inning. They had a couple of base hits in the first, but it did not produce any runs. So they're down 2-0. Mitch Tolman will lead things off, the second baseman. He'll be followed by David Fry and then Chris Roller. Tolman batting .291 on the season. He has a robust .481 on-base percentage. Top OBP in the league. And he's going to flare one into left field. Nice running catch by Ronnie Dawson. That takes away at least a base hit. Well, they're not wasting any time here. They're swinging early against Randy Wynn. Tolman is out, F7. Brings up David Fry. Fry's had a nice series. Takes a called strike, 0-1, 91-mile-per-hour fastball. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun at Huntington Park. Fry swings and crushes a ball down the left field line. Did he swing too early? That's the question, and he did. Foul ball. Fry had a home run yesterday, his fourth of the season. Gives him 11 runs batted in. 4-for-9 against Louisville. Swings here and flies one to center field. Pretty deep on his horse, Almora. He's not going to get there. All the way to the wall. And Fry will cruise into second base with a one-out double. Well, he saw two pitches he liked and hit them both hard. Clippers with a man in scoring position. One down for Chris Roller. Roller playing in his first game since opening day. Roller in his lone Clippers at bat, singled, and stole second base, but on the stolen bag, he injured himself and had to come out. So he's batting 1,000. See if he can keep that up. It's a high bar. Fouls away the first pitch, 0-1. Peek to second, now the pitch, it's outside. So April 5th to April the 30th. In between games for Roller. Breaking ball on 1-1, that's a called strike, make it a ball and two. Roller had back to the roster yesterday, but didn't get back in there until today. 1-2 pitch. Fastball hit high in the air to left center field. Dawson over. And he will make the catch for out number two. Here comes Ike Freeman. Freeman has not been an everyday player for Columbus this year, but he has just performed when he's been in there. 241 batting average doesn't blow your doors off, but he's got an on-base percentage of .450, and he's slugging .586. So he has been impactful. Takes the first pitch off-speed downstairs for ball one. 7 hits in 29 at-bats. 4 of the hits have gone for extra bases. 1 double, 3 home runs. He has also walked 11 times. Takes here a called strike over the outside corner. Evens things at 1-1. Represents the tying run at the plate. 2-0 Louisville in the bottom of the second inning. Wynn sets upright, now delivers, and swung on and fouled away. Mm-hmm. Not much shifting against Freeman. The infield, couple of steps to the pole side. The outfield, a couple of steps the opposite way. The delivery swung on and missed at a breaking ball. He's out. Clippers are out. They get a one-out double from David Fry, but no runs. That's two in the books here at Huntington Park. The Clippers trailing Louisville 2-0.
Well, when you need topsoil, mulch, gravel, or sand, there's one place to call all across the land. Call Jones Topsoil. We're on the way. Slinger Jones unloads the very same day.
For 100 years, we've been delivering to Central Ohio homeowners. For greener lawns and brighter flower beds, call 1-800-TOPSOIL or online jonestopsoil.com.
Jones Topsoil brings it home to you.
Dawn Power Wash Dish Spray.
Why let those dishes pile up? Dawn Dish Spray cleans them super fast. Just spray, rock and rinse.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Are you feeling alone and don't know where to turn? Open Arms Counseling understands the struggles that come with life's difficult challenges. They want you to know you are not alone. Open Arms Counseling offers safe and supportive environments so healing can begin. Don't wait. Go to openarmscounseling.com today.
Two of the books in Huntington Park, 2, 3, and 4 due up for Louisville. As we go to the third, we'll check the scoreboard around the International League. That's brought to you, as always, by Huntington Bank. Earlier access to your pay and extra cash on standby. Welcome to the new Huntington. Not a whole lot of action going on around the IL at this hour. A few teams have started with some early Saturday games. The Clippers going 4:05 this week. We also went 4:05 last week. Columbus Crew playing later on tonight down Nationwide Boulevard, trying to avoid too much congestion in the arena district. Syracuse leading at Rochester, 3-2, top of the fifth inning. They started much earlier than we did. Buffalo and Worcester one apiece at Polar Park in Worcester, Mass. In the top of the third, bottom two at Scranton Wilkes-Barre, no score. Rail Riders and Iron Pigs locking them up on Montage Mountain. Doubleheader going in Omaha today. First pitch for Game 1 between the Mud Hens and the Storm Chasers at 5:35. Ronnie Dawson leading things off, and he is quickly ahead in the count. 3-1 against Tobias Myers. The pitch. Strike call. Dawson had taken off his shin guard, thrown down his bat, and had to redress himself and rearm himself. Now he's ready to face a 3-2. And that's ball four. So a leadoff walk. Dawson's got good speed. Albert Almora is at the plate. RBI single his first time up. That put the bats up by a 1-0 score. And then T.J. Friedel hit a 2-2 pitch off the right field foul pole to make it 2-0. That's where we stand. Pickoff attempt at first. And Dawson is back with a head first dive. The offering. Slider. Strike on the outside corner. Green, couple of steps over toward the line at third base. Middle infield doing likewise against the right-handed batter, pulled a bit. Myers 0-1 offering, misses outside, a fastball at 92. The 1-1. Fouled back to the screen, a ball and two against the three-hitter Almora, who has put together a very nice series. Another quick throw to first. Now that's two. Now they're going to call a balk. They are. They're going to call a balk on Myers. So Dawson takes second. Not entirely sure what the infraction was. Must not have come set. And Myers is actually going to ask the first base umpire for some clarification. Couldn't see it there. It was already into the motion, but Andy Tracy is also asking the home plate umpire what the reason for the balk call was. What we haven't seen this year, in a game involving the Columbus Clippers at least, is a pitcher called for a balk for making more than the two allowed disengagements. Wind has picked up, blowing even stronger in from center field now. Here's the 1-2. Foul straight back to the screen. Louisville as a team batting 243. Now that's not much behind the Columbus Clippers, but the results have been starkly different. The 1-2. That is blocked by Lavastida in the dirt, 2-2. The batting average only 3 points apart. The Clippers are only one spot ahead of Louisville in team batting. But the Clippers have scored 132 runs on the season. The Bats have scored 85. Here's the 2-2. Curveball hit up the middle and played well. Tolman's there behind the second base bag, and he will throw out Almora. But moving up to second base on the play is Dawson. I don't know if that was hit hard enough to be a double play ball if Dawson had remained at first. But they probably would have gotten the lead runner. Instead, there's a man at third, fewer than two outs. And the cleanup man, Alan Cordoba, to the plate. Those are the little things that often greatly impact a ball game. The infield is in, first pitch swinging. And he chased something off speed. Cordoba down to the count 0-1. He popped up on the infield first time up. That would be a good outcome here for Myers. 0-1. Curveball fouled on the third base side. Almost took out two Louisville bats. The base runner and the third base coach. Dick Schofield out there showing some athleticism. Quickly 0-2 against Cordoba. Fans, don't forget to be at Huntington Park for our next fantastic Friday. On May the 27th, you could be a winner of an Ohio Lottery scratch-off game. Here's a pitch in the dirt. One, two. Off speed, hit foul on the third base side again. Once more, the 1-2 pitch. Hit foul this time the opposite way down the right field line and well out of play. Battle continues here. Remember, Lorenzo Cedrola battled through a 12-pitch at bat in the first inning before earning a single against Tobias Myers. Myers now up to 63 pitches, 42 for strikes. So his ball-to-strike ratio is good. Pitch count is a little bit high. It's another foul ball straight back. Outfield straight away and about medium deep. There's a curveball, and he just got a piece. Still 1-2, and Myers throwing just about everything here at Alan Cordoba. Again, the 1-2. Elevated a fastball, and it's popped up on the infield. Fry calling for it. The first baseman will squeeze it, just what the doctor ordered there. Two away, so the job is not done. You still got to get one more to strand that man at third. Leo Lopez fly to center field back in the first inning. Infield can play back. And once again, the bullpen will get going for the Clippers. Called strike on the first pitch. That's Kirk McCarty down there. He was slated to piggyback here with Myers. 0-1. And that one bounces in. Lavastida blocked it. That was a 58-footer. And Lavastida just took it off the chest protector, kept it in front of him, and that keeps the runner at third base. McCarty, of course, a starter by trade. He was brought up to Cleveland as a COVID injured list replacement. When the Guardians put four players on the COVID IL, 1-1. Changeup just missed outside. So because of the health and safety protocols put together by Major League Baseball, players don't have to be added to the 40-man roster. Here's a sinking line drive into right field on the 2-1 that'll fall in for a base hit. Lopez drives in Ronnie Dawson from third, and the bats have now tallied single runs in each of the first three innings. 3-0 bats on top, bases, well, not empty. The man replaces one from third to first. Lopez is aboard at first, and Taylor Motter to the plate. Now, McCarty pitched out of the bullpen for Cleveland. First pitch here is low and inside for ball one. But because McCarty is normally a starter, if he's out there now to be able to go through his normal warm-up routine, can't do the on-field stuff, obviously. There's a game going on, but what he would typically do in the bullpen before a start, you can mimic. Two balls and nothing. Lopez leaning towards second and not going. Ground ball to third. Vermeen's got it. He'll go the short way over to Tolman for the force. 5-4 on the fielder's choice. That'll do it for the bats, but they get another run. They lead 3-0 as we go to the bottom of the third here at Huntington Park.
At Giant Eagle, spring is in the air and perks are popping up everywhere. No matter what's on your list, you'll earn perks. Earn perks on fresh produce picked at its peak and quality meats for your springtime spread. Plus, earn perks on gift cards for your spring celebrations. Then put your perks to work with discounts that'll save you money on groceries or gas. Perks mean savings this spring at Giant Eagle.
Good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
Top of the order for Columbus. Will Benson will lead things off. Three nothing, Louisville on top. Benson started the Clippers offense with a base hit in the first inning, but was left stranded. 1-0 offering. Checks his swing at a called strike over a generous outside corner. Evens the count at 1-1 to the Clippers center fielder. Wynn kicks and fires, and there's a ball hit hard to right field. That'll fall in for a base knock. Wynn hung one up in the zone, and well, Benson didn't miss it. Might be heating up a little bit. Here's Gabriel Arias. He hit a ball a ton first time up and into the teeth of the Wynn that was caught at the warning track in left center field. Middle infield in double play position. Oh, pitch inside hit him. Came in at 88 miles per hour. And so Arias will take his base. That'll push him to first and second. And it brings the tying run to the plate. Brian Lavastida has one home run and 17 at-bats for the Clippers. Well, the Clippers throughout this series have had timely home runs, game-tying and go-ahead homers. They've made it a habit. See if Lavastida can continue that. First pitch to him is a breaking ball low and away. Well, today is our first AAA member night at Huntington Park. Present your valid AAA member card. A dollar off the price of bleacher lawn or standing room ticket, or $2 off a reserved seat. The next one coming up is on the next Clippers homestand, Wednesday, May 11th, against the St. Paul Saints. Be there. Quickly 2-0 to Lavastida. Wynn peaks to second, now deals. And throws that one in for a called strike. Bottom three, Clippers down by three. The pitch, hit on the ground first base side. It'll just get into foul territory. 2-2. Wrap up the series tomorrow at 1:05, and then the Clippers head on to Omaha for the first of two trips to Warner Park. Six-game set against the Omaha Storm Chasers. Triple-A club for the Kansas City Royals. 2-2. Called a third strike over the outside corner. Lavastida could not pull the trigger at the fastball. He goes down on strikes. That'll bring up Oscar Gonzalez. Gonzalez flying to right center his first time up. He's been feasting on breaking balls because they refuse to throw him fastballs. .326 batting average. Slugging .628. A dozen extra base hits. Wynn bent at the waist, spinning the baseball around in his bare hand as he gets his sign. Now he's ready. He throws an off-speed pitch, swung on and missed. Gonzalez, red fastball, got the change and was out in front. Kirk McCarty had sat down briefly, but he is once again heading back down to the Clippers' bullpen. Looks like we'll see him in the top of the fourth. Oscar Gonzalez has had a flair for the dramatic with his home runs this year. Here comes the 0-1 pitch. It's low and away. 1-1. Surprisingly, Gonzalez has not hit all that well with runners in scoring position. 1-1. Popped up. Back of second base, infield fly should be in effect here, and it is. It'll be caught by the shortstop for out number two. That'll leave it up to Jose Fermin. Fermin hit a laser his first time up, but a perfectly positioned second baseman, JT Riddle, caught it for out number three. So for Oscar Gonzalez, he is now 5-for-26 with runners in scoring position. That's a sub-200 batting average. Vermeen looks at a breaking ball that falls over the inside corner for a called strike, 0-1. Clippers have had opportunities in every inning. Runners on the corners in the first, a one-out double in the second. First two reached here in the third. Vermeen trying to cash it in. Takes a strike on the outside corner, a fastball to make it 0-2. Clippers is a team batting .252 with runners in scoring position. Vermeen, like Oscar Gonzalez prior to his last at-bat, just 5-for-25, though. Swings here and pops it foul. Clippers' premier hitter with runners in scoring position is standing in the on-deck circle. Mitch Tolman is batting .412 with runners at second and or third base. Wynn deals the 0-2, and it is just a whisker off the outside corner. A few of the Louisville bats were heading for the dugout there. Vermeen will live to see another pitch. Benson at second base. Oh, there's a late third strike call in the outside corner. Takahito Matsuda had to wait a moment. Decide to start the lawnmower on Jose Vermeen, but he's out. The Clippers are out. They strand a pair, and we will go to the fourth at Huntington Park with Louisville on top, 3-0.
It was a great weekend for spring planting and savings on your favorite plants at Strader's Garden Centers. And this weekend, you'll save as well. Strader's is the best place for the best selections for your garden. Take 25% off all pansies and violas. That includes flats, six-packs, bowls, ovals, and market baskets. Save on Strader's 50 varieties of hanging baskets for sun or shade. See Strader's huge selection of flowering tropical plants, water plants, and water gardens. Strader's has pottery, wind chimes, bird baths, hummingbird feeders, and nectar, and more. And raised garden beds on sale for just $69.99. There's a lot more spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. There are six Strader's locations, one in Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. You can't buy better, so come to Strader's Garden Center.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
My suit can still make an impression.
And my lamp can bring others a bright future.
Because when I donate my stuff to Goodwill, it helps fund job placement and training for people right in my community.
Goodwill. Donate stuff. Create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Your home for Clippers baseball is Easy 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
For the Louisville Bats, and Tobias Myers is still out there on the hill as Kirk McCarty goes through his warm-up routine down bullpen way for Columbus. Myers' pitch count is at 73. Just shy of his season high 75 that he threw last time against Indianapolis. So he's stretched out to go farther. Certainly he could get through this inning if he pitches effectively, as the bottom third of the order due up. JT Riddle lead things off. Grounded to the second baseman his first time up. Here he swings and pops it up behind home plate. Lavastida will watch it go into the stands for a souvenir. Louisville has not really been able to land any kind of knockout blow on Tobias. They've just nipped at him. Here's a ground ball hit to first base. Fry is going to get it and step on the bag himself for out number one. They had three singles, none particularly hard hit in the first inning that resulted in a run. Then they had a home run from Friedel that went off the right field foul pole. That's the best struck ball by a long shot against Myers today. Leadoff walk. A balk, ground ball put him at third, and a base hit brought him home. So one run in each of the first three innings. Myers looking for his first clean frame. Misses the outside corner, ball one. Against Sandy Leon, a strikeout victim in the second inning. That's the lone strikeout for Myers so far. Here he misses the inside part of the strike zone. It's 2-0. Infield plays into pull the outfield straight away against the veteran backstop, who takes a strike called over a generous outside corner to make it two balls and a strike. Myers working quickly. And another bouncer. 3-1. Myers out of Winter Haven, Florida. He and most of the other Clippers, and quite frankly, all the players around the International League, are probably pining for some Florida weather. 3-1 pitch is fouled back to the screen. We have had virtually none of it. There were several beautiful days in Indianapolis, but the first homestand here was miserable weather. We've had mostly 50s and clouds here on the homestand. Leon fouls away another 3-2, a fastball at 91 miles per hour. And I begrudgingly took a look at the forecast for next week in Greater Omaha, and it's no better. Again, the payoff pitch. Punched foul down the left field line. We'll do it again. High 50s, low 60s, a lot of rain in the forecast for next week. Hopefully we can dodge those drops. 3-2, strike three called on the outside corner. Two down, here comes T.J. Friedl, but also here comes Andy Tracy, the Clippers skipper. He's going to get the baseball. And Kirk McCarty is going to come in here to try and get the left-hander for the final out of the fourth. Two down, bases empty, 3-0 Louisville. Will be back in 90 seconds.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com. For Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers. Ballpark snacks for low prices? Talk about a grand slam. From Southern Grove peanuts to Clancy's pretzels, Aldi has them all. Don't strike out on game day snacks. Head to your local Aldi for all your favorites at low prices. Aldi is proud to sponsor the Columbus Clippers. Find a store at aldi.us. T.J. Friedl at the plate for the Louisville Bats with the bases empty and two down. Kirk McCarty is on. Here's his pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike one. McCarty, the opening day starter for the Clippers for the second consecutive year here in 2022. Kicks and fires the 0-1. Fastball. Strike on the outside corner. He works like he's got an appointment. I mean, he is getting the ball, getting the sign, and throwing it. That's always been his way. 0-2. Just off the outside corner, 1-2. The pitch clock has no impact on Kirk McCarty whatsoever. Friedl waits. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball swung on and missed. And just like that, the top of the fourth inning comes to a close. McCarty strikes out his charge. And we'll see how deep he can go into this ball game. In between, the Clippers will come up in the bottom of the fourth, trailing by a 3-0 score.
Listen up, Ohio, because this is a test from Pepsi. If you call C-Bus C-Town, you're not from Ohio. If you don't know the Blue Jackets actually have a fifth line, you're not from Ohio. And if you don't know what to say when someone yells O-H, you're not from Ohio. We know this because at Pepsi, we are from Ohio. In fact, we bottle ice-cold Pepsi right here in C-Bus. So when you're thirsty for something that says you're from here and proud of it, grab a Pepsi, and say here's to O-H-I-O, where Pepsi and life are oh so refreshing.
Looking to make your yard a personal oasis? Columbia Gas reminds you to call 811 at least 2 days before beginning any digging project to have your utility lines marked. Call 811. It's free, it's easy, it's the law. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas. Planning to install a new mailbox or spruce up the yard this weekend? Columbia Gas reminds you that gas lines can be anywhere. Call 811 at least 2 days before your digging project to have your utility lines marked. Just another ground rule from Columbia Gas.
Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 per month each when you get two or more lines. You could save hundreds on your mobile bill. Plus, there are no added taxes, hidden fees, and no contracts. Try the Spectrum Mobile Savings Calculator today, and in three easy steps, you'll see how much you could save. Visit SpectrumMobile.com/save. Offer valid for new customers on two or more unlimited lines. Spectrum Internet required. Restrictions apply. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Mitch Tolman will lead things off for Columbus to second base. Will be followed by David Fry and Chris Rowland. If anybody reaches, it's Ike Freeman. Randy Wynn still out there. He has escaped damage in every inning so far. He has faced five hitters, four hitters, and five hitters. And the Clippers have had runners in scoring position in every inning, but they have not yet cashed in, trailing 3-0 against the Bats. First pitch curveball downstairs to Tolman. Three runs, five hits, no errors for Louisville. Tolman swings and skies one to deep left center field. Almora on the run. He's not going to get there. One hop, and that's a ground rule double. It didn't hit the wall. It hit the net above the yellow home run line, so Tolman will have to be content with a two-bagger. Probably where it winds up anyway, but if you can get a triple at Huntington Park, that might be the spot. This is not a triple's yard. One hop on the warning track and about 2 feet up onto the net. So once again, the Clippers with a runner in scoring position. We'll see if they can do any damage here. David Fry doubled to almost that same spot back in the second inning. That came with one out and he never left second base. First pitch to him is tight for ball one. Boy, Fry had a pretty significant and prolonged struggle. Here he takes a called strike. But his last handful of games, he's been swinging with confidence. He's having some pretty good results. 1-1. Fouls this one away, a ball and two. Batting average still just at 188 on the season. He's got four home runs, five doubles. 11 runs batted in. Boy, he'd love just a base hit here to bring Tolman around. Crack that goose egg. Wynn with a long hold. Now the pitch, missed the outside corner. Not by much. It's been a generous east-west strike zone today. Takahiro Matsuda. Two-two. Swung on and missed. Rye goes down on strikes. And so that's kind of been one of the stories for the Clippers today. The outs that they have made with runners on base have been generally non-productive, not moving the base runner up at all. In the third inning, there was a leadoff single, then a hit batsman. Runners at first and second, nobody out. And the Clippers went strikeout, infield pop-up, and strikeout. Here's Chris Roller, flying to left field his first time up. First pitch, a strike. Next offering, breaking ball. Finishes over but low, 1-1. They give Roller a lot of room down the left field line if he can get around on one here. Leon sets up over the outside corner. And the breaking ball missed. Was swung on and missed, but he missed his spot by a fair piece. So Roller down in the count, 1-2. Look to second base. Now the pitch hit on the ground to third. It's foul just outside the line. And that's a situation there. That's a fair ball. and rolls to the corner. It's easy two bases and a run for the Clippers and maybe even a triple. It's about 3 feet foul. Slider on 1-2 is well outside. Two balls and two strikes. The wind that was blowing in from center field, still coming from that way, but just a trickle. 2-2 pitch. Called third strike over the outer black. And roller is put away. Back-to-back strikeouts of the runner at second base. That'll leave it up to Ike Freeman. He was a strikeout victim back in the second inning. Clippers are 0 for 9 with 5 strikeouts with runners in scoring position today. Pitch to Freeman. Tempted at the off speed, but let it go by and it finished low. Well, and you have to tip your cap, I guess, a little bit to Randy Wynn as well, getting these kinds of outs. Freeman swings and fouls the next pitch away, 1-1. For every stat, there's somebody on the other side of it doing something to impact that. Tolman takes his lead. Here comes the 1-1. Swung on and missed at off speed. 1-2. Freeman waits. Here comes the pitch. Fastball. Strike three. Called over the outside corner. That has been a consistent call today from the home plate umpire. The Clippers may not like it, but it is out number three. Leadoff double, then Wynn strikes them out in order. Clippers trailing 3-0 after four.
Just picture it. Spring is sprung. Birds are chirping, but your garden is in need of a little TLC. Where do you begin? You don't want to lug bag upon bag of soil and mulch. Your back is getting sore just thinking about it.
Oh, my back.
Well, not to worry. Big Yellow Bag can help. Call 740-983-8873. That's 740-983-8873. Or visit BigYellowBag.com to get quality black garden soil and mulch delivered right to your door. Best part? You don't even have to be home. Just mark an X on your driveway of where to leave the soil, and they will drop it off. Yes, it's that easy. Call 740-983-8873. That's 740-983-8873. Or visit BigYellowBag.com to schedule your delivery today. Take delivery by April 30th and save $20 per bag you order. That's our biggest savings of the year.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
You went car shopping, you meant business. You aced vehicle history searches and test drives. Now you've got your wheels. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Three-nothing Louisville with the lead here at Huntington Park. Lorenzo Cedrola to lead things off. First pitch to him is a strike called over the outside corner. 0-1. Kirk McCarty will take it from here as far as he can. Came on to get the final out of the fourth, hitting a strikeout of T.J. Friedel. 1-1 pitch. Hit on the ground up the middle. Long run for Arias. He's got it. He's got it. Throws to first in time for the out. Tobias Myers goes 3 2/3 innings. 3 runs all earned. 5 hits. He walked a man and struck out 2. plan was for the piggyback situation here with Kirk McCarty. So the left-hander from Hattiesburg, Mississippi, facing another left-handed batter in Ronnie Dawson, throws a strike over the outside corner. Dawson singled in the first, walked and scored in the third inning. Single tallies for the bats in the first, second, and third. Dawson lifts one into shallow left field. That'll fall in for a base knock. So he's been aboard three times today. Kirk McCarty has made three starts for Columbus. He does not have a decision. The team is 2-1 when he starts. Now, the fact that he doesn't have a decision doesn't mean he hasn't pitched well. In fact, he's pitched very, very well. Total of 11 and a third innings, just one run. Seven hits, five walks, and 12 strikeouts. First pitch to Albert Amora, turned around foul on the third base side, 0-1. Guardians drafted McCarty in the seventh round in the 2017 draft. His AAA debut last year, pitched with the Clippers all season long. 9-6 with a 5.01 earned run average and 24 starts. A one hit on the ground to the shortstop, that's Taylor Mays. 6-4, 4-3, inning-ending double play. A lot of balls on the ground here, and that helps. Bats are gone, Clippers coming up in the bottom of the fifth, trailing 3-0.
They say one great thing leads to another, and that's especially true when you visit a Great Clips salon. When you sit down for a haircut with the skilled and friendly stylist at one of our thousands of convenient Great Clips locations, they'll not only make your hair look great, they'll make you feel great too. And that's something you can't help but share with the world. Download our online check-in app today and opt in to get a ready next text when you're up next. Great Clips. It's going to be great.
I'm Ryan Mitchell, the voice of the Columbus Clippers, here to tell you about White Claw Hard Seltzer. Crafted using seltzer water, 5% alcohol, and a hint of fruit flavor. Available in a variety of fruit flavors, including black cherry, mango, watermelon, and strawberry. White Claw Hard Seltzer is your open invitation to escape to pure enjoyment, whatever that means for you. Made simple, because fun always is. When the question is, should we say, let's. White Claw Hard Seltzer.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Bottom of the fifth, top of the order for the Columbus Clippers. Will Benson has come up twice, has singled twice, but has been stranded out at second base in each occasion. Led off the first with a base hit, went to second on a Brian Lavastida single. Led off the third with a base hit, went to second when Gabriel Arias was hit by a pitch. But that was it. Clippers down 3-0. The pitch. Over but low for ball one. Randy Wynn, spelled W-Y-N-N-E. Throws the 1-0 off speed and just outside. Two balls and nothing against Will Benson. Right-hander back to it. Benson swings and skies one to deep left center field. This is going to go to the warning track, and it'll be played there by Albert Amora Jr. Makes the catch for out number one. One down for Gabriel Arias. Arias skied one to the warning track his first time up and then was drilled in the third inning. He's 0-1 officially. Batting average on the season at an even 200. 13-65. He's got a couple of home runs. He takes outside for ball one. Win. Fires a strike to even the count. This is his first career start against the Clippers. First year at AAA. The 1-1. Hit on the ground up the middle. A high bounder. Taylor Motta, the shortstop, has it and will throw out his counterpart, Arias, 6-3. Two down. This marks the first inning that Randy Winn has retired the first two batters. But that's kind of been the common theme today. The Clippers just have not made him pay. Brian Lavastia to the plate. Lavastia singled in the first, struck out looking in the third. First pitch. Over but low. Avastita swings and fouls the next one away. Major League Scores presented by Huntington Bank. Smart savings tools, earlier access to your pay, and extra cash on standby. Welcome to Huntington, where banking is being reinvented. One game is already a final. In St. Louis, the Diamondbacks blank the Redbirds 2-0 on a pair of solo home runs, and that was it. Seven combined hits. Here's a ground ball to the shortstop. Backhand grab by Motter. Long throw across the diamond in time to retire Lavastita. Those two solo home runs, the only hits that the Diamondbacks would need in the 2-0 victory. Clippers go in order here in the fifth. We'll tell you about the rest of the Major League scores after this. Sixth inning coming up. It's 3-0 Louisville.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
Shopping for a vehicle? At Auto Palace, their springtime sales event has begun. They have an amazing selection of used cars with the lowest prices in Central Ohio. Have a trade? Auto Palace will guarantee you $2,000 trade-in value. Don't wait. This springtime sales event won't last long. Get approved on a newer, lower mileage vehicle with zero money down. Auto Palace finances everyone. Just sign and drive off the lot. It's that simple. Every vehicle comes with a 30-day warranty. Auto Palace also offers extended warranties that fit your wallet. Auto Palace is open 7 days a week and finances everyone. Take advantage of the best trade-in program in Central Ohio, along with the best prices and quality pre-owned vehicles. Stop by and check out their great inventory. Auto Palace, located at 4621 West Broad Street. Call 614-851-6000 or go online at autopalacecolumbus.com. All deals are subject to credit approval. Down payment requirements are normal dealer requirements.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Scott's kid of the game helping out with the sun peeking out. Infield needs some tending in between innings. Go to the sixth. Fans, don't forget it is time to get outside. And Scott's is here to help you get the most out of your yard this spring. This is your season. It's time to enjoy it. Scott's, let's get to the yard. Top six, Alan Cordoba to lead things off. First pitch is off the inside corner for ball one. Kirk McCarty has faced the minimum through an inning and a third. Gave up a hit in the fifth, but cleaned that up with a double play ball. Next pitch is down and in. Two balls and no strikes. Next pitch, just below the knees, 3-0. Cordoba 0-2 today. A couple of pop-ups on the infield. And he draws ball four. Leadoff man aboard. Back to the Major League scores as promised. The Cleveland Guardians taking on Oakland. A come-from-behind win for Cleveland yesterday, snapping a lengthy losing streak. They beat him 9-8. Andres Jimenez had a go-ahead grand slam, though that was not. Here goes the runner in motion with a huge jump, and it's fouled away. The grand slam was not the game-winning hit. The Guardians were down in the middle innings when Jimenez hit the grand slam in the fourth. Oakland rallied right back to take the lead and held it to the late innings. Ultimately, Cleveland would come out on top. Bullpen did the job. And today, Cleveland leading 1-0 in the top of the fifth inning. McCarty delivers the fastball on 0-1, swung on and missed 0-2. set, now throw to first, and the runner is back. Elsewhere, Twins and Rays tied one apiece after four innings at the Trop. Seven innings in the books north of the border. Blue Jays lead the Astros 2-1. White Sox 1-0 leaders at home against the L.A. Angels. Fastball on 0-2 is outside. One ball, two strikes. Nats at Giants, two apiece in San Francisco, top of the fifth inning. Everything else is later on. 1-2 pitch. Swung on and missed. Good breaking ball for strike three. Brings up Taylor Motta with a man on and a man out. Wind is picked up again, blowing in from center field. Motta is 0-2 today, batting .417 in the series. On the year, a .294 average, swings at the first pitch and fouls it back. Clippers fans, you can get a free on-your-side review from Nationwide. A local agent work with you so you can get customized coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Nationwide is on your side. Here's the offering, and it's high in the air to left field. Heading back on it is Roller. He's got room, and he will make the catch for out number two. It has not carried well here to left field today. No doubt about that. Huntington Park is, generally speaking, a hitter-friendly yard, particularly if the wind is blowing out. And there are all kind of different wind patterns here, but the prevailing wind will usually blow out toward left center field. If it blows out to right center field, it's pitchers beware. It's going to carry all over the place, and it's a hitter's delight. But if the wind is blowing in, now they got the runner picked off. Here goes the throw down to second base, and they'll put the tag on him that time. Cordoba guessed wrong, and McCarty picks him off. He'll officially go caught stealing, 1-3-6. That marks an end to the sixth inning. No runs, no hits, nobody left aboard, and the Clippers come up in the bottom of the sixth, trailing 3-0. Hey, Clippers fans, AEP Energy wants to know if you're ready to power up and carbon down. Help bring 100% renewable energy to the homes and businesses of your community by enrolling in our Eco Advantage plan today. Together, we reduce our carbon footprint and supply clean energy for a brighter future. Visit aepenergy.com/clippers to get started. AEP Energy, the official electric and natural gas partner of the Columbus Clippers. While an affiliate of AEP Ohio, AEP Energy is not soliciting on behalf of and is not an agent of the utility.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
Oscar Gonzalez to lead things off for the Clippers as we go to the bottom half of inning number six. 3-0 Louisville. They scored a run in the first, in the second, and in the third. The Clippers had opportunities in each of the first four innings, but could not bring anybody home. They went 1-2-3 in the fifth. Gonzalez is 0 for a couple. He's flied to right and popped up to the shortstop. First pitch to him is out of the zone for ball one. Next pitch, fastball, strike over the inner half. Gonzalez probably wasn't expecting that. There's activity for Louisville in the bullpen. Pedro Payano down there. Next offering, changeup, swung on and missed. Good mix. And Gonzalez was way out in front, 1-2. Wynn spins and fires. And Gonzalez fouled it away. Again, the 1-2. Well outside, 2-2. Gonzalez does not walk much. He's up there to swing. And on 2-2, he swings and hits it to the shortstop. Motter's got it. Throws to first. It's a close play. Gonzalez hustling as he always does, but he's out 6-3. One down for Jose Fermin. Three runs on six hits for Louisville. No runs on five hits for the Clippers. Neither team's committed an error. Fermin has lined out and been caught looking at strike three. Wynn has racked up six Ks so far. Throws a strike on the inside corner. One shy of his season high. Struck out seven Omaha Storm Chasers back on April the 13th. 0-1. Hit on the ground. Under his glove, he knocked it down, picks it up, throws to first in time for out number two. This Dayton Clippers history brought to you by Donato's. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. Donato's every piece is important. April 30th, 2011, Joe Martinez picked up his first win of the season for the Clippers. Five innings pitched in a 6-0 win at Charlotte. Co-Clipper of the Year, Luis Valbuena, gave him all the support he would need with a solo home run in the first inning. Mitch Tolman just missed a home run out in front of the breaking ball, but he fouled it on the right side, 0-1. Martinez would go 3-0 in the playoffs for the Clippers with a .245 earned run average, including an MVP performance in the AAA National Championship game against the Omaha Storm Chasers. It was the first year of the Storm Chasers moniker. They've been the Omaha Royals for a long, long time. Those two teams met in Albuquerque, New Mexico for the AAA National Championship. Joe Martinez dominated with seven innings in that championship game. Two-one pitch. Breaking ball hit on the ground, right side. Second baseman Riddle's got it. Underhand flip to first, and the Clippers go in order for the second straight frame. Nine in a row put down by Randy Wynn. We are through six innings at Huntington Park. The Clippers on the short end of a 3-0 score.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Dawn Power. Wash, dish, spray.
Why let those dishes pile up? Dawn dish spray cleans them super fast.
Just spray like a rinse.
Baby's taking a nap.
Shh.
Clean those bottles in a snap.
Just spray like a rinse.
Dawn dish spray. It's a spray for your dishes.
Smoothie mess in a blender. Clean it easy. Clean it fast.
Just spray like a rinse.
Dawn power wash, dish spray.
How's it work again?
Just spray like a rinse.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
Love this song! I love nachos.
Loving everything? You might be buzzed.
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Top of the seventh, Louisville leading Columbus by a 3-0 score. The Bats need to win today and tomorrow to earn a series split. Clippers can do no worse than 3-3. They would like to do better than that. Bottom third of the order due up here. JT Riddle takes a breaking ball down 1-0. Riddle, Leon, and Friedel due up for the Bats. Next pitch, breaking ball, popped in the air to center field. Benson started back, now comes in and over toward left. He'll make the catch without incident, one down. IL Scores brought to you by Huntington Bank, proud title sponsor of Huntington Park, the home of the Clippers. Still only three other games going on in the IL at this hour. Buffalo and Worcester tied four apiece in the top of the sixth at Polar Park. In Moosic, Pennsylvania, Scranton Wilkes-Barre and the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs tied 0-0. Nashville's grabbed a 4-0 lead at St. Paul, top of the third. That's it here at Huntington Park. Clippers trailing 3-0 against the Louisville Bats. First pitch to Sandy Leon is in for a called strike. Next pitch is low, 1-1. Leon 0-2. Switch hitter batting from the right side. Swings and fouls this one away. Struck out twice against Tobias Myers, the starter for the Clippers today, who just kind of kept getting pecked at. Never gave up a big inning. Only a couple of hard hit balls, including the home run from TJ Friedel. I just was not able to pitch a clean frame today. Runs in the first, second, and third. He got the first two men out in the fourth inning before making way for McCarty. 1-2. Outside, 2-2. One of those days where, to use a hockey term, it felt like a bit of a slog for Myers. 2-2. Ooh, just missed. Breaking ball down a hair. Payoff coming from McCarty. Challenge him with a fastball, and Leon turns it around to the left field corner. That's one hopping off the wall. Around first, heading for second. He'll have a one-out double. ...92-mile-per-hour fastball from McCarty. Your Pepsi pitch speed of the game. Track the speed of every pitch on the Pepsi radar gun when you're here at Huntington Park. DJ Friedel, home run, strikeout. Here's a bunt. Kirk McCarty comes to get it, and he will toss over to first for the out. Good athletic play there by Kirk McCarty. Friedel was bunting for a base hit there. Tried to push it past the pitcher, but McCarty was agile enough to come off the mound with a good quick glove and pull it in. It does move the runner on to third base. Top of the order here, Lorenzo Cedrola to the plate. Time called. I'm not sure what we got there. The home plate umpire came out in front of home plate, took his mask off, and sort of put his fist into the mask. I'm not sure what that signal is. First pitch, swinging strike. Did not indicate a pitch clock violation of any sort. Matsuda sort of doing a shimmy back behind home plate as he now goes into his crouch. McCarty throws a 93-mile-per-hour fastball, swung on and missed. ...02 count. Here's the pitch. Ground ball out towards second. Tolman waits for it to get to him. Picks it up, throws to first in time. The double does not hurt McCarty or the Clippers. We have played 6.5 innings. Stretch time here at Huntington Park. Clippers trailing 3-0.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at huntington.com/moneyscout.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donatos pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donatos. And Donatos isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donatos has lots of deliciousness to go around. all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
At Hollywood Casino, surround yourself with winning. Celebrate a decade of winning with us. Hit the gaming floor where your next jackpot awaits. With nearly 2,000 of the hottest slots and Columbus's only spot for table games, the action never ends. Grab a quick bite, treat yourself to fine dining, or catch a live show. Join in on the celebration of fun, excitement, and jackpots. HollywoodColumbus.com. Must be 21 years or older. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-589-9966.
This copyrighted broadcast is presented by the authority of the Columbus Clippers, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Columbus Clippers. Columbus batting in the bottom of the seventh inning, and a new pitcher on for Louisville, Pedro Payano, has not allowed an earned run this year. One unearned run on one hit. He's walked two, struck out six in 6 2/3 innings. He is 0-1. Making his eighth appearance, David Fry turns around the first pitch fastball into center field for a leadoff single. Second hit of the day for Fry, who is definitely heating up. Payano was a starter last year, 8-8 with a 4.65 earned run average. Pitching in AAA for the Detroit Tigers as a Toledo Mud Hen. First pitch, a strike to Chris Roller. The next throw goes to first base, and David Fry is back with a head first dive. Red Sound signed Payano as a free agent over the offseason. This is downstairs here. 1-1. Middle infield pinch towards second base. There's the pitch. It's hit high in the air to shallow right field. TJ Friedel coming in, still in, over toward the line. He'll make the catch for out number one. Here's Ike Freeman. Freeman 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. First pitch to him. In the dirt, scooped up by Leon. That'll keep the runner at first base. Payano has pitched in the major leagues for the Texas Rangers. That was back in the 2019 season. 1-2 with a 5.73 ERA. One-oh offering is low and away. Two balls and no strikes. Came up in the Rangers system. Next pitch. That's in for a called strike. Went from the Rangers to the Mets. From the Mets to the Tigers. And now to the Reds. Misses outside 3-1. Mostly a starter in his career. 3-1 pitch. Swung on, fouled off of Sandy Leon. First made it to AAA for Texas when they were affiliated with the Nashville Sounds. 10 starts for Nashville in that 2019 season. One bullpen appearance. Here comes the payoff pitch. It's hit high in the air to right field. It's slicing. It is foul. So we'll have another 3-2. Will Benson stands in the on-deck circle. He has a couple of hits already today. Clippers have gotten off to a really good start this year, obviously with a 15-7 record. Payoff coming. Once more fouled on the right side. And it seems like as some hitters cool off, others start to heat up. They haven't gone into any kind of prolonged group slump. And the same thing has happened with the pitching, guys. It's just been pretty solid all the way around. The rotation, the bullpen. Once more, the 3-2. This one is fouled, this time off the foot of Freeman. He goes down to a knee. And that's the sign of a good team. Obviously, you'd love all your hitters to be hot all season long. That would be great. Not realistic. Actually, the foul ball bounced off the dirt and then came up off the knee of Freeman on his back leg. So shy of that, what you'd like to have is at least half of your lineup going at once. Another payoff. Called third strike on the inside corner. Freeman thought he had ball four. Boy, that left side corner of home plate as we look out across the field from the broadcast booth behind the dish. Pitchers have been pretty consistently and given that outside corner plus. There's Will Benson. First pitch to him is low for ball one. Benson singled in the first, again in the third, and a deep fly out in the fifth inning. Strike called on that outside corner. 1-1. Next pitch is inside. We first saw Pedro Payano last year in June, made a start for Toledo, and the Clippers knocked him around for 6 runs over 4 1/3 innings. Then 3 runs over 5 1/3, 2 starts later. Next pitch. Swung on foul back to the screen. He actually, at one point, made 3 out of 4 starts against the Columbus Clippers. He started against them on the 4th of July. Columbus got him for 4 runs over 5 innings. Then again on August the 14th. Started twice against the Clippers in August. Check swing for Benson, and the appeal is denied. Three balls and 2 strikes, 2 outs, a runner at first base. David Fry led this inning off with a single. He takes off, here comes the pitch, and it is down and in for ball four. So Randy Wynn goes 6 innings. He is the pitcher of record for Louisville. He retired the last 9 that he faced. Clippers had him in trouble in the first, second, third, and fourth. They would have combined 0 for 9 with runners in scoring position with 5 strikeouts. This moment right now is the first time the Clippers have had a man in scoring position since the fourth. Gabriel Arias, 0 for 2, hit by a pitch, first offering. Swings and rolls it slowly on the third base side. It's foul. With his 0 for 2 today, Arias has seen his batting average dip below the 200 mark for the season. A 1. Swung on and fouled away. With everything that has happened today, the Clippers are 1 swing of the bat right here away from tying the contest. But Arias is deep in the hole, 0-2. Set by the right-hander Payano. Now the pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Shallow right field, Friedel coming on, Riddle going out. It'll be Friedel, the right fielder, making the catch only about 20 feet into the outfield grass for out number 3. The Clippers put 2 on, but come away without any runs. That's been the story of the day so far for the home team. They're down 3-0 as we go to the 8th.
It was a great weekend for spring planting and savings on your favorite plants at Strader's Garden Centers. And this weekend, you'll save as well. Strader's is the best place for the best selections for your garden. Take 25% off all pansies and violas. That includes flats, six-packs, bowls, ovals, and market baskets. Save on Strader's 50 varieties of hanging baskets for sun or shade. See Strader's huge selection of flowering tropical plants, and water gardens. Strader's has pottery, wind chimes, bird baths, hummingbird feeders, and nectar, and more. And raised garden beds on sale for just $69.99. There's a lot more spring specials on Strader's website at Strader's.net. There are six Strader's locations, one in Powell, Grandview, Blacklick, Grove City, Riverside, and Galloway. You can't buy better, so come to Strader's Garden Center.
Stay cool this summer. Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and American Air offer no payments and no interest financing for 12 months with approved credit. Call American Air at 614-851-0099 or visit AmericanAirHeating.com for more information. American Air, protecting your comfort for over 30 years.
The Ohio National Guard Scholarship Program could pay 100% of your college tuition. Eligibility starts as soon as you enlist. Learn more at NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Ohio Army National Guard, aired by the Ohio Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Your home for Clippers baseball is easy. 95.1 and AM 920 WMNI Columbus.
We move to the eighth inning. Louisville with single runs in the first, second, and third. Leads 3-0 against Columbus. Bats trying to win today and give themselves an opportunity to earn the split tomorrow in the wrap-up. 105 first pitch. Here's Ronnie Dawson. Clippers haven't gotten him out yet today. Dawson singled in the first, walked in the third, singled in the fifth inning. Batting 316 for the series. 294 on the season. It's a ball on the ground. Tolman's there to scoop it up. Second baseman over to first in time for the 4-3 put away. Columbus crew playing tonight, and a lot of looky-loos out on Nationwide Boulevard peering in as they make their way down Nationwide to Lower.com Stadium. They watch Albert Almora come to the plate. Almora singled in the first, driving in a run. Since then, he's grounded to second and hit into a 6-4-3 double play. Righty batter, lefty pitcher. McCarty goes to work, throws a fastball. It's fouled back to the screen, 0-1. Injury report brought to you by Mount Carmel. Check him out online at mountcarmelhealth.com. Today, the Clippers put Daniel Johnson on the injured list. Remember, he left a game a couple of days ago on a wild pitch, strike three. He legged it out and beat it to first, but went into the bag awkwardly. Has an injured quad, so he'll be on the shelf for a bit. 1-1 pitch, hit high in the air to left, playable for Roller. Wynn knocks it down, so he's got to come in a few steps. He'll make the catch for out number two. Good news for the Cleveland Guardians. Stephen Kwan will not need a trip to the IL, at least for what happened in New York. Took a couple of days off, ran through some testing, did some sprint work and such, and he's back in the lineup today for the Guardians. Kwan got off, of course, that great start. Here's a swing by Cordoba and a deep drive to left. Roller back at the wall, and this one is gone. Alan Cordoba just got it over the wall in left field for a solo home run. That makes it 4-0 Louisville. Two down for Aleo Lopez. Lopez, an RBI single in the third. Part of a 1-for-3 day. McCarty deals, and a ball shot to center field. Benson charging hard. He's going to have to take it on a hop. Sinking line drive falls in for a base knock. Back-to-back two-out hits here. On the subject of the Guardians, their 1-0 lead has disappeared. It's now 1-1. A's have tied the game up on a solo home run. Guardians batting in the top of the seventh in the Coliseum. First pitch to Taylor Motter is over but low. Andrés Giménez really disappointed last year at the Major League level, offensively particularly. But this year he's off to a 356 start. Motter swings and fouls the pitch away. Played shortstop yesterday with Ahmad Rosario on the shelf. Rosario had a bit of a sore wrist. That's something the Guardians obviously going to keep a close eye on. Giménez back at shortstop today. He's 1-for-2. One pitch. Hit high in the air and deep to left field. That could be trouble. Roller at the warning track. Benson there. And Benson will make the catch, leaning up against the wall at the Huntington Park sign for out number 3. Motter gave it a ride but came up just shy. A solo home run, though, for Alan Cordoba makes it 4-0 Louisville as we go to the bottom of the 8th inning.
It feels good having someone on your side to care for, be there for life's twists and turns that it has in store. 'Cause it's the little moments where we show how much we care, and with so much to protect each day, Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
People are complex beings, and it's a big picture. And as a nurse, we have a responsibility to look at all those things. And sometimes that means holding someone's hand for a little while they cry. It might mean that you get to listen to a story about their kids or their grandkids. All of that is patient care. I'm Tracy, and I'm a nurse at Mount Carmel.
Jared Solomon on the pitch for the Louisville Bats. Second appearance for Louisville this year. Started the season in Double A, went 5 outings for Chattanooga, 3-for-3 in save chances, did not allow a run. Just 2 hits over 7 innings, walked a man and struck out 6. One scoreless appearance here in this series. Striking out 2 batters. Ryan Lavacita to lead things off. Clippers now facing a 4-0 deficit after a Bats home run in the top of this 8th inning. Righty-righty matchup. The fastball at 96 is high for ball 1. A couple of solo home runs and a couple of manufactured runs for the Bats today. The Clippers have been blanked throughout. Next pitch is outside. ...2-0 coming, and it is scorched, but foul on the third base side into the stands for a souvenir. Two and one. Clippers have been shut out once this year. 2-1 pitch lifted high in the air down the right field line. Friedel giving chase, crosses into foul territory, but that one's out of play. Clippers were shut out 4-0 by the Lehigh Valley Iron Pigs in the first game of a doubleheader on April the 9th. And that's where the Clippers said, no more. They won the nightcap 4-2, and they would go on to win 9 straight ball games. 2-2. Slider low. Clippers offense really kind of opened up after that as well. Payoff pitch misses inside for ball four. Averaging over 7 runs per game since being shut out on the night. There's Oscar Gonzalez with a man on and nobody out. Pitch to him, bounces in, backhand grab by Sandy Leon. Gonzalez 0 for 3 today, had 4 hits yesterday. Coming into play, the Clippers had scored 132 runs on the season, tied with Jacksonville for the most in the International League. The 1-0 swung on and missed, challenged him with a high fastball, and Gonzalez could not get to it. 1-1 count. Clippers middle of the pack in batting average at .246. But they hit a lot of doubles, they hit a lot of home runs. The 1-1. Swung on, fouled away. Columbus with 34 homers. Memphis leads the circuit with 42. The Clippers are in second place. One-two pitch. Fastball way up top. Clippers are third in the league in doubles. Triples, nobody hits a lot, so your ranking doesn't mean a whole lot. But Columbus also does a nice job of earning free base runners. Gonzalez swings and skies it to left field. Dawson racing over toward the line. Plenty of room. He'll make the catch for out number one. Clippers with 106 walks coming into play today, 108 now. That is tops in the International League. And generally speaking, they do a pretty good job of bringing those guys home. Add into the mix that the Clippers have a lower strikeout rate than they have had in the past. Today they've struck out a lot with runners in scoring position, but that's been an anomaly. That's... you add all that stuff up, you put it in a pot and cook it together, you're going to have a pretty good offense. And the Clippers do. Today's results notwithstanding. Man on and a man out for Jose Fermin, who fouled away the first offering from Jared Solomon. Fermin is 0 for 3. Set by the right-hander. Now the pitch. Fastball just above the zone at 96. I think that's one of the things that makes today kind of notable for the Clippers. It's notable because this has not happened to them much. Green fouls it back. Clangs all the way back down to the fourth row for a souvenir. One and two against the Columbus third baseman. Fermin batting .242 on the year. He's had a knack for some big hits, though. 1-2 offering. Slider, strike three, called over the outer half. That's a good pitch. Two down for Mitch Tolman. Runner at first base, two down. The Clippers are 0 for 11 with runners in scoring position today. Tolman takes off the outside corner. One ball, no strikes. He had a ground rule double back in the fourth inning as the leadoff man, and that inning is the story of this ball game. Leadoff double, man in scoring position, and the Clippers struck out three straight times. 1-0. Hit high in the air to center, but not deep. Almora coming on. He will make the catch for out number three. The Clippers get a leadoff base runner, but nothing out of it. We go to the ninth. It's 4-0 Louisville.
Tempstar Heating and Cooling Products and Header Heating and Cooling offer up to $500 off select Tempstar systems. Call Header at 614-784-9200 or visit headerheating.com for more information. No one has ever regretted being comfortable.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Smile Doctors Orthodontics is here to help you, Columbus Clippers fans. Smile Doctors accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With some of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Columbus area, we love to see Clippers fans smile with confidence. So get that amazing smile you deserve. Visit SmileDoctors.com today and book your free consult. That's SmileDoctors.com for Smile Doctors Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Columbus Clippers.
There are so many words to describe Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. The chicken, juicy, succulent, seared. The brioche roll, buttery and toasty. The Parmesan crisps, crunchy, tangy. The secret aioli, creamy and rich. All those words. But when you have a bite, you might just be left speechless. Panera's new Chef's Chicken Sandwiches. Enjoy $1 delivery fee when you order on our app. Restrictions apply. For details, visit PaneraBread.com/delivery info.
Struggling with anxiety, depression, facing major life changes, or just need someone to talk to? Open Arms Counseling is here to help. Open Arms Counseling creates the safe space to begin your healing and reach your goals. If you need help, go to OpenArmsCounseling.com today.
Bottom third of the order for the Louisville Bats in the top of the ninth inning. Kirk McCarty back out there, has thrown 4 1/3. He's allowed a run on 4 hits. Solo home run by Alan Cordoba in the eighth inning. The only run he has allowed. He's walked a man and struck out two. Trying to finish it off for the Clippers here and keep it a 4-run deficit. 4-0 Louisville on top. Clippers will need a big ninth inning to get back into this one. Now the bottom third of the order due up to start it. So the teams are at the exact same spot in the batting order through 8 innings. Louisville, 4 runs on 9 hits. The Clippers, no runs on 6 hits. First pitch here is a called strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Cardi back to work. Delivers, and it's fouled away, 0-2. So to this point, the Phoenix Bats' big hit of the game belongs to the visitors because they are the only ones who have scored. Phoenix Bats, your hometown bat company and the official bat of the Columbus Clippers. The go-ahead run was back in the first inning. Albert Almora had an RBI single, plating Lorenzo Cedrola. T.J. Friedl had a home run in the second to make it 2-0. Aleo Lopez, an RBI base hit in the third. Bats were held in check until the eighth inning when Cordoba had that solo home run. One, two from McCarty. Hit to left field, chasing over toward the line roller. Boy, he thought about laying out for it, but then he made the better decision. He played it on a hop. It'll be a single for Riddle. If Roller leaves his feet there, I don't think he's going to catch the ball, and it's going to go all the way to the wall with no backup. Here is Sandy Leon. Now, McCarty has been very efficient in his pitch count. That last one was just number 50. Deals here high and away to Leon. Sandy had a double back in the seventh inning. He's 1-for-3. First pitch outside, next coming, and it's hit foul to the screen, 1-1. The parade of black and yellow continues down Nationwide Boulevard to the end of the street. A lot of folks stopping off to take in some Clippers baseball from the knot holes in the right field wall. Thank you. The 1-1. Hit hard, but foul on the third base side. But all the way down to the Louisville bullpen, where Fernando Cruz is warming up his right arm. One and two now to Leon. McCarty from the high set checks the runner and deals, and Leon swings and just got a piece, fouling it over to the Clippers' dugout. Busy sports day here in the Arena District. No more Blue Jackets games. This season ended yesterday with a loss at Pittsburgh. The 1-2. Ooh, bent around the outside corner. Didn't miss by much. 2-2. Jackets finished up the home slate 2 days ago on Thursday, beating the Tampa Bay Lightning, finishing off the home portion of the schedule with a victory. Here's the 2-2. Swung on and missed, strike three. McCarty's second strikeout. So now Blue Jackets fans will look forward to the draft lottery to see where the pick they own from the Chicago Blackhawks lands. Blackhawks have a protected pick. If it's, I think, top two, they get to hang on to it. There's a ground ball to second. Tolman goes to the shortstop. Arias double pumps, throws to first, too late. Could not quite get it out of his glove cleanly for the inning-ending double play, so Friedel is at first on the fielder's choice, 4-6. Tolman made a good feed, but well, the slide might have helped there, too. And it got into Arias a little bit. Clean slide from Riddle. So we go back to the top of the order. Lorenzo Cedrola, 1-for-4. Singled and scored way back in the first inning. And to this point, that's all Louisville's needed. They lead 4-0. McCarty goes to work, runners in motion. The pitch is high, the throw is in time, and they got him. Ryan Lavastida fired down to catch T.J. Friedel stealing, and that'll send us to the bottom of the ninth inning. Last chance for the Clippers, they trail it 4-0.
At Huntington, we've been asking ourselves, can we make saving money any easier? And we think we've solved it. Introducing Money Scout. It analyzes your spending habits, income, and expenses to find money not being used in your checking account, then pushes it to savings automatically. Why would a bank do that? Just to help people thrive. That's how we reinvent banking. Huntington, welcome. Subject to eligibility, terms, conditions, and account agreements. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/MoneyScout.
Columbus fans, leave room for dessert because Perry's Ice Cream, that's Perry's, P-E-R-R-Y-S, is a proud sponsor of the Clippers. Perry's slow-cooked, one-batch-at-a-time ice cream is made for indulgence, with signature flavors like Panda Paws, featuring creamy vanilla with thick fudge swirls and peanut butter-filled paws. Every moment is better with Perry's. Next time you're cheering on the Clippers at Huntington Park, hit concessions for the good stuff. Not at the game? Ask for Perry's at your favorite scoop shop, grocery store, or visit perryscream.com to find the location nearest you. Life is a bowl of Perry's.
You think buckling up is a personal choice? That it doesn't hurt anyone else? You would be wrong. Your choice could shatter the lives of your family, friends, and everyone you know. That's why we enforce seatbelt laws, to save lives. Think about that every time you drive. Buckling up isn't just a good idea, it's a choice between surviving a crash or not. Make sure you and everyone in the vehicle buckles up every time. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
Bottom of the ninth, Clippers down 4-0. And Fernando Cruz is on to try and slam the door. It's not a save situation with a four-run lead. He is 4-for-5 in save opportunities. The first one blown was right here at Huntington Park. David Fry swings and misses at the first pitch. Back on the 26th. Cruz came on, gave up two runs on two hits in an inning, struck out three. A one hit high in the air and deep to left center field, but playable. Dawson underneath making the call and the catch for out number one. Cruz 0-1 on the year with a 4.26 earned run average. This is appearance number eight. Four runs, three earned on six hits. He has struck out eight batters. One down for Chris Roller. Roller takes off the outside corner for ball one. Roller is 0-3 in his return to the Clippers lineup. Opening day left fielder. Singled, stole second, injured himself, and has been on the shelf ever since. 1-0. Swung on and missed. 1-1. The bats, coming into this series, had not been a part of a shutout this year. They were shut out for the first time. Two games ago, the Clippers won it 5-0. And now they are trying to author their first shutout of the season. Cruz misses outside, 2-1. The pitch. In there for a called strike, 2-2. Bat starter Randy Winn went six very good innings. No runs, five hits, no walks, six strikeouts. Pedro Payano in a scoreless frame. Jared Solomon through the eighth. No runs, no hits, one walk. Here's the 2-2. Ooh, inside, and it hit a breaking ball. Got away from Cruz. He'll take first. Got him in the lower back, upper tailbone area. Base runner for Ike Freeman. Freeman 0-3 with three strikeouts today. Middle infield in double play position. Cruz wheels and throws to first, and Roller's back standing. Roller's got good speed, but I don't know that this is a stolen base situation. First pitch is a breaking ball high to Freeman. Clippers trail 4-0 in the bottom of the ninth inning. Fastball swung on and missed. Clippers lost opening day by four runs and game two by five runs. They lost by four runs in that shutout 4-0 loss on April the 9th. But outside of that, when the Clippers have fallen, they have been close games. Indy beat him three times at Victory Field, but by a combined four runs. Louisville's lone win in the series so far was a 7-5 victory. So it's been a while since the Clippers have faced a four-run deficit in a ballgame. 1-2, swing and a miss, strike three. Freeman goes down swinging, and the bats are one out away from a shutout victory. Because, by and large, the Clippers, when they have lost in close games. They have a plus 44 run differential, the best in the International League. Will Benson takes a breaking ball down. Now, Nashville has allowed far fewer runs than the Clippers have. They've only given up 59. But they've also scored only 99 compared to the 132 for the Clippers. One-oh offering, runner goes. They're not holding them. And the pitch is high and tight. That'll be a defensive indifference. Two balls and nothing to Benson. Bats know the worst he can do is cut the lead in half with a home run. Two-oh. Swung on and missed. He tried right there. Big rip, but a breaking ball. He swung over top. Pause at the belt. Cruz looks to second. Now comes to the plate. And he missed down and in with a fastball. Move Benson's feet away from home. So it's 3-1. Benson has been to the plate now five times. He's reached three times. Singled in the first and third and walked in the seventh. On base percentage has crept up to .375. Time called by Sandy Leon just before the pitch. Here comes the 3-1. Check swing. It's inside. They appeal, and it's ball four. So the Clippers with no hits in this inning, but two base runners. Time called. Seth Etherton, the pitching coach, out to have a word with Cruz. Remember, he had been very, very good prior to this series, but in his only other appearance at Huntington Park, he got knocked around. See if the Clippers have some late inning magic in them again. If they do, some of it's going to have to be from Gabriel Arias, who has been in the midst of probably his worst slump as a Clipper. Had a good season last year, ups and downs, of course. Arias, since coming back to the major leagues, that brief stint for a doubleheader against the Chicago White Sox, has been having a time at the plate. Not a good one. Good at bat here, though. Could help turn things around. Two on, two out. Here comes the pitch. Swings and hits it high and deep to left field. That ball is gone. A three-run home run. Gabriel Arias ambushed the first pitch from Cruz. And the Clippers are within a run. Boy, he needed that. Fastball jumped all over it. Here's Brian Labastida now. Well, that put a charge into this crowd, but the job is not done. The Clippers are still down to their final out. Base is empty. Labastida at the plate. 1-for-3 officially with a walk. Pitch to him. Fastball low. Next pitch, swung on and missed. Oscar Gonzalez hit the two-run home run against Cruz the other day. Tied the game at 5 apiece. Arias gets him today for a three-run bomb. 1-1 pitch, swung on and missed. Fastball at 95, 1-2. Clippers down to their final strike. Cruz has his sign. Labastida waits. Leon sets up over the outer corner. Here it comes. Check swing. Did he go? They ask the first base umpire, who says yes. Strike three, and that's your ball game. Well, the Clippers got to within a run in the ninth inning and ruined the shutout, but ultimately they fall today 4-3 against the Louisville Bats. The postgame show is coming up next.
This isn't your regular cola, so this isn't your regular cola ad. This is Nitro Pepsi, the first cola ever infused with nitrogen. Think an infusion of smaller bubbles for a cola that's got a lighter, smoother texture. And don't get me started on the pour. We're talking turn the can completely upside down and watch as those bubbles cascade into the glass to create a frothy, luxurious foam topping. Ah, this is cola like you've never had it before. New Nitro Pepsi. Smooth, creamy, delicious.
You may think seatbelt laws are no big deal. Well, you couldn't be more wrong. Cops are cracking down day and night, in the city, in the country, and all points in between. Make no mistake, if you don't buckle up, you will get caught, and you will get a ticket. Even if you've gotten away with not buckling in the past, things are about to change. Cops are serious about seatbelt safety, so don't kid yourself. Buckle up every time, or get a ticket. Click it or ticket. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
What makes Donatos Donatos? Not just freshness, not just deliciousness, edge to edgeness. From fresh sliced veggies to family recipe sausage, aged smoked provolone, and that famous Donato's pepperoni. When it comes to toppings, nobody tops Donato's. And Donato's isn't just for pizza night. With salads, subs, wings, and more, Donato's has lots of deliciousness to go around, all around the bases. Donato's, every piece is important.
This year has reminded us of the importance of saving for the unexpected. And as a bank, our job is to make that a little easier for everyone. That's why at Huntington, we're so proud to introduce Money Scout. It analyzes your checking account to find money that's not being used and moves it to your savings automatically. It's that simple, so you can always be saving, even now. Learn more and enroll at Huntington.com/Money Scout. Huntington, welcome. Money Scout is subject to eligibility, terms and conditions, and other account agreements. Member FDIC.
You've been listening to Columbus Clippers Baseball.
And Columbus continues to pour it on. Now it is 9-0.
Clippers Baseball is brought to you in part by AEP Energy, Aldi, Budweiser, Columbia Gas, Donato's Pizza, Great Clips, Hollywood Casino, Huntington Bank, Mount Carmel Health, Nationwide Insurance, the Ohio Department of Public Safety, Pedialyte, Pepsi, Perry's Ice Cream, Spectrum, and White Claw. Now it's time for the Clippers postgame show, presented by Spectrum. Switch to Spectrum Mobile and get unlimited data for only $29.99 a month each when you get two or more lines. Visit SpectrumMobile.com for details.
Hit to center field. That is going to fall in for a base knock. Clement with his second AAA hit, and this will produce two runs.
Stay tuned for the game recap, highlights, and scores from around AAA in the major leagues. Let's go back to the ballpark.
Welcome back here to Huntington Park. Unfortunately, the Clippers fall today 4-3 against the Louisville Bats. They were blanked until the ninth inning when things got interesting. Louisville scored a run in the first on three hits. They scored a run in the second on a solo home run and a run in the third on a leadoff walk and a base knock. Then they got a home run in the eighth inning. At the time, it seemed like just more offense, but it proved to be the winning run. Clippers did not score, though they had several opportunities until the ninth inning. They had runners in scoring position in the first inning, the second inning, the third inning, the fourth inning, again in the seventh, but the Clippers went 0 for their first 11 with runners in scoring position with a bevy of strikeouts, a lot of non-productive outs throughout the course of the day. Finally, in the ninth, they were able to get on the board with Fernando Cruz on the hill. Cruz got the first man, hit the second, struck out the third. So the Clippers were down to their final out. Will Benson drew a walk. Gabriel Arias hit a blast three-run home run to get him to within a run, but Cruz was able to get the final out to end the ball game. The Clippers falling by a final score of 4-3. On the pitching mound for the Clippers, it was a strange day for Tobias Myers. He never really gave up a ton of hard contact. He didn't give up a bunch of hits in any one inning. Louisville just kind of kept nipping at him the entire game, scoring single tallies in three innings. Kirk McCarty came on in relief in the fourth and went the rest of the way. Gave up some hits, but only the one run on the home run from Alan Cordoba that turned out to be the game winner. And on the other side of things for Louisville, their starter Randy Wynn really just pitched well. Six innings, no runs, five hits, he scattered them, no walks, six strikeouts. They came in big moments, and then he gave it over to the bullpen. Pedro Payano gave up a hit and a walk, but no runs in the seventh inning. Jared Solomon, a scoreless eighth.
Fernando Cruz got, gave up the home run there in the ninth inning. He's not going to miss leaving Huntington Park when this series is over, but ultimately didn't give up the ball game. He will not factor in the decision unless there is a column for heart attacks induced. Here's the final tallies from Huntington Park today for Louisville. 4 runs, 10 hits, no errors, and 5 left on. The Clippers, 3 runs, 7 hits, no errors. They stranded 9. Randy Wynn gets the win. He's 1-3. Tobias Meyer suffers the loss. He is 1-1 on the season. It took 2 hours, 24 minutes to play in front of 7,149 at Huntington Park. And we'll wrap up this series tomorrow afternoon with a 1:05 first pitch. We'll take the air at 1 o'clock for the Spectrum pregame show. That'll do it from the Arena District. For Tracy Watson, this is Ryan Mitchell reminding you one final time from Huntington Park. Louisville gets the win today against the Columbus Clippers. Final score of 4-3. Thanks for listening. Good night, everybody.